This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. has launched another airstrike on a site in Syria, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Pentagon says that the United States has launched an airstrike on a facility in eastern Syria linked to Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in the region for the past several weeks. The strike by two U.S. F-15 fighter jets was on a weapons storage facility linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This is the second time in less than 2 weeks that the U.S. has bombed facilities used by the militant groups. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said on Wednesday war crimes had been committed by both Israel and Hamas in the conflict that erupted just over a month ago. Volker Turk at the Rafah crossing in Egypt on the border with Gaza first called out the October 7th attacks by Palestinian armed groups and the continued holding of hostages.
Collective punishment by Israel of Palestinian civilians amounts also to a war crime, as does the unlawful forcible evacuation of civilians.
Israel has bombarded Gaza unrelentingly in response to the cross-border Hamas raid on southern Israel, in which gunmen killed 1,400 people and took about 240 hostages. Israeli bombardments have killed more than 10,500, including thousands of women and children, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A long line of thousands of Palestinians fled on foot from northern Gaza Wednesday, families, children, and older adults crying babies, carrying only what they could take in their arms and on their backs.